Welcome to the Frenemies Podcast, where four friends debate the latest issues in all sports and have a fun time doing it. High-heated arguments, crazy takes, and passionate opinions is what fills every pack-filled episode. Frenemies is available on all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Breaker, CastBox, and others. Welcome to episode 76 of the Frenemy Sports Podcast. NFL pick'em, kind of slash recap what we did in the past couple of weeks. Let's first go over records. Let's go. Hunter with 11-5, nice bounce back week from Mr. Smith. I went 9-7. Carter and Jack both went 10-6. Official standings heading into week 17 of the NFL. Carter, first place, 148-90-2. Jack, second place, 141-97-2. Jake, third place, 138-102. Hunter, one game behind him. Oh, hold on. Yeah, two games behind him. No, one game behind him at 137-101-2. That's my bad. All right. Carter, you're in first place. Any words?
Job's not finished. Oh.
He said it.
Hunter, any words from last place?
I feel great.
Okay. Let's get started. We all picked the Cowboys on Thursday Night Football because they started Josh Dobbs for Tennessee. All right. First game, Cardinals, Falcons in Atlanta. Atlanta minus 6. Really? Okay. Carter, you go first.
Cardinals. Okay. I don't know. I don't have any rhyme or reason. It's just what my gut said on this game, which this game is just going to be ugly in general. So I went with my gut.
I'm going to take the home team and the Falcons.
Yeah, Falcons win this one. David Blau, I don't know if any of you guys watched the YouTuber, RBT, he once did a Madden franchise where he made David Blau as quarterback because David Blau promised anyone $1,000 they could win the Super Bowl with David Blau as the quarterback on all Madden, and RBT did it, and David Blau paid him. That's the David Blau story. With that said, David Blau and the Cardinals do not win. Cliff Kingsbury is about to leave Arizona. Arizona will not be relevant until Kyler Murray's contract expires or if they can find some way out of that contract, like, you know, if he gets arrested. But I don't think he will.
So David Blau's the starting quarterback.
David Blau's starting quarterback because Colt McCoy's not starting this week. The Falcons should win this one, and they should win easily. There's no excuse for Atlanta to lose this
game.
David
Blau played for the Browns, correct?
He did for a little bit, and then he got shipped off to Detroit for a seventh-round pick.
That's right. I'll go for Brownies. Give me the Cardinals.
All right. Even split there. Right, Jackie, you took Falcons?
I took Falcons.
Okay, yeah, even split.
Who'd you take?
I took the Falcons as well.
Who'd Carter take?
The Cardinals.
Carter took the Cardinals?
That's why it's an even split.
Oh, that's dumb.
That's okay.
I don't think Carter knew Kyler Murray was hurt.
Yeah, Carter probably doesn't even know Kyler Murray is.
Okay. If you haven't noticed, there's a little tension on the table. We'll move on. We'll see when this
happy
drops.
New Year's, everybody.
Yes.
Hey, happy New Year's. 2023. Okay. Bears-Lions in Detroit. Detroit shit the bed last week. I guess we really should have saw it coming. But they're playing the Bears, and the Bears want to lose, and the Lions want to win. Therefore, I'm taking the Lions. A plus B equals C.
I will also be using the A plus B method. I'll be taking the Lions.
Same. Lions by maybe 30.
30?
No, that's dumb. I am so bad at picking the Lions game. That's my team, but I'm bad at picking them.
Because
whatever I pick, they do the opposite. I root for them to win every week. It's just they're not very good at winning when I want them to.
That's fair.
There's a podcast. It was the St. Brown brothers, and Amon-Ra St. Brown, he's ready to go. Equanimeous St. Brown, he's a beta. Therefore, Lions.
Jackson, that was a very good pronunciation from you.
Enunciation.
No, it's pronunciation. Plus. You pronounced it correctly. You enunciate his first letter in his name, which was an E. Thank you.
Oh, Jacob. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coach.
Okay, that's a Lions sweep.
Yes.
Brooms.
Okay. Broncos visiting Kansas City. Denver. Ooh. Their head coach Nathaniel Hackett is gone. The writing's on the wall for like 6-7 weeks. He's horrible. He's really bad. Russell Wilson. He's really bad. Therefore, that team is really bad. A plus B equals C. Give me the Chiefs at home.
Chiefs by 40.
No, Chiefs, but it's closer than that.
Chiefs within, if you're thinking about taking the minus 40, I don't think you do that. I think you take the plus 39.
I would also take the plus 39.
You take the plus 12.5.
I'd take the plus 39.
You know what's crazy? In his career, Patrick Mahomes, 1-10 against the spread when he's favored to win by 10 or more,
really?
But 11-0 in those games.
Really?
That's a great stat right there. Carter, thoughts on a stat?
Someone came prepared.
That just proves my point. The Chiefs are going to win.
No, it doesn't, because you said they're going to win by 40. And Mahomes, statistically, against 40 no spreads, 0-1.
Oh, no.
I would like to say sports betting is becoming legal in Ohio.
A couple hours. By the time this is live, it
so
will.
We will be having a frenemies gambling section.
Nope. Still underage, but thank you, what? Hunter. Yes, you have to be 21 in Shout Ohio out Flip. To legally gamble. Okay, let's move along here. Next game, that's a Chiefs sweep there. Dolphins-Patriots. Dolphins looking to secure a playoff spot. Patriots looking to hang on whatever they have. I'm be honest, watching Matt Patricia call the offense is like watching a little baby throw up on himself.
Or the WNBA.
Yes, thank you, Jackson. I'm going to take the Miami Dolphins just because that's what makes sense. A plus B equals C.
This game screams the Patriots to me. I don't know why. Backup quarterback coming in with... For the Miami Dolphins, and Bill Belichick's just a masterclass.
I just feel like
this is a Bill Belichick business trip.
I feel like we've been saying Bill Belichick business trip, but they've kind of sucked recently. So is Bill Belichick washed?
No.
Is Bill Belichick overrated?
Is Bill Belichick
no longer a top 50 coach of all time?
I just think Bill. What are our thoughts? I think Bill is tired.
Tired?
Did you just ask if Bill Belichick's washed?
Yes, I do believe Bill Belichick is washed.
I think he's just so he's tired. He needs a nap.
In saying that, I'm taking the Patriots. I think he gets a nap.
Okay. The only reason this team is, what are they, 7-8 is because he's been a coach.
True. That's just wrong.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's a very interesting game, Patriots-Dolphins here. The Dolphins, are they losers of their last three? Tua comes out this year, starts as an MVP candidate. All of a sudden, there is now talks. The Dolphins are looking for a quarterback in this upcoming draft. I think the Dolphins need to move on from Tua this offseason. I want to put that out there to you guys. I'm going to take the Patriots in this one. Tua is a concern.
Jackson, that is a very interesting statement there. I think you are just reacting like you always do, too quickly to a couple of games.
Possibly.
His collective work he's put in this season, he has been very good.
But statistically... I think Colin Coward's a moron, but whoever makes the graphics for him, I think is very smart. Because I know good and well Colin doesn't do that. Against defenses 24 and worse, Tua is putting up MVP numbers. Against defenses 23rd and higher, Tua's averaging like 13 points a game. Bottom of the barrel in completion percentage and yards per game. I'm just throwing it out there.
I think you got to give him more time. Unless you get Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud, there's no point in getting a quarterback in next year's draft because Tua is going to be his.
Okay, but I'm not saying I'm looking for a quarterback in the draft.
Oh, okay. Well, so you would like to improve through the free agency route?
Because there are going to be multiple options available.
Brady.
It's not even Tua, Tom Brady.
Tua or Tom
Brady. I think Garoppolo is a free agent that would like to play in a warm climate again. Brady will be available. The Ravens are not going to pay Lamar, and the Dolphins have money, and Brady's going to be available, and Brady's done with Tampa. That's okay. The writing's out there. I think if you can get any of those three quarterbacks, I think you move on, because all three, consistent winners, and Garoppolo, I don't think Garoppolo's a great quarterback, but I will say this about Jimmy. He's always had a great tight end, and Deebo Samuel, he's not really a receiver. He's a running receiver. That makes sense. They use him both. That's why he's so efficient.
He's a running receiver. Yes. So the receivers around the league don't run.
You moron. No, like sometimes they hand the ball off to him. I think it'd be very interesting to see Jimmy Garoppolo with Waddle and Tyreek Hill. I would be very intrigued by that.
Jackson, to kind of answer like some of those options you said, I would take Lamar over Tua. Mm. I would take Jimmy G over Tua.
Interesting.
But I would take Tua over Tom.
You know what's crazy, Jacob? Mm. I agree with all of that.
Eye to eye right there.
Boom.
None of that was crazy.
It was wild.
That was wild. Insane, really.
Because they don't agree.
Okay. Real pick? Am I on the island with the Dolphins?
You are.
Okay.
Carter.
I'm telling you,
Carter.
My A plus B equals C method is for this game, and the Dolphins fit that criteria.
Carter, do you do New Year's resolutions?
Whatever trap you're trying to lay right now, I'm not falling into. Giants, Colts.
Not a trap. But I think if your New Year's resolution was to be happier, I think your life would change.
I would have to stop listening to you on this entire podcast.
No, but here's Carter. If you open, like, hold on. I think right now you just hear me. I think if you listen to me, your life would change drastically.
I think what the main question is, Carter, would you be more happy if you didn't do this podcast?
Mm.
If your happiness, would your happiness level be at a higher level if you never started this podcast?
No, because
or is it just cutting Jack out of your?
Because overall, the happiness level is very high, except for certain talking points that make me want a drill.
I've heard this from a wise man once. You're listening, or shit, you're hearing, but you're not listening.
Was that said maybe 4 seconds ago? Giants, Colts. Let's go.
Move on.
Yeah, before we get into that, Hunter, do you know, like, explain what you think hearing but not listening means.
I think you are hearing and you're present. However, if you switch your mindset to the other side of the presentness and you really open your eyes and see the vision of the future, I think you'd be much happier. And you would eventually start listening.
All right, I'll be really happy if the Giants win.
Okay, hold on.
Giants
by
40.
Okay, you pick the Giants.
This is not a sports podcast. We just merely talk sports and then other concepts. We're on another concept right now.
What Hunter just said may either have been the smartest thing or stupidest thing I've ever heard a person say. I don't know which one it is yet, but it is one of those things. Jackson, what are your thoughts?
I think it was profoundly amazing or profoundly stupid.
Yes.
Not an in-between. Carter, that was very rude. For those who cannot see us, which would be all of you except Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, Carter
and
just and well, no, that one's not real. Carter just strangled Jacob and started yelling at him because Carter is not happy.
I am okay. Thank you, Hunter. Thank you. See something, say something.
All right. Anyway, I will be taking the shit. What was this game?
Giants, Colts.
Yes, I will be taking the Giants, but like Carter said, he thinks Giants by 40.
I think it will be the Giants, but I would take the plus 39.5 with the Colts. Interesting, Hunter. Interesting. I will also be taking the Giants because I want to see them in the playoffs because I really like Brian DeBull. And I think the Colts are really bad, and I think the Colts should add C.J. Stroud this offseason if they want to compete in any form over the next 5 years. Or. You know, the Colts, they're kind of a revolving door for quarterbacks. You know who would end that revolving door? The same guy that ended the revolving door for merely 4 years in Cleveland. I'd also really like to see Baker Mayfield in Indianapolis.
Okay, I'm going to give you some simple facts and math here. The Colts quarterback stinks. The head coach stinks. And the Giants want to win this game to make the playoffs. A plus B plus C equals D. Give me the Giants.
How big is D?
D is as big as A, B, and C combined.
So is that large?
Well, it depends.
What are we doing?
Is
here?
A, B, and C large?
Well, it depends.
Mathematically speaking, for it to be equivalent, A, B, and C has to equal D.
Thoughts on R.
Well, Hunter.
Because R plus N equals Riley, and Riley doesn't miss.
Well, how to answer that question. No one knows who Riley is, Hunter, but thank you for that. Okay, let's move along here. Saints-Eagles in Philly. I don't know if the Eagles have clinched a spot yet. I'm not entirely confident. We're gonna need a 15-second timeout. 15-second timeout, just to regroup.
We're gonna be silent for 15 seconds.
Saints Eagles in Philadelphia. Have the Eagles clinched the first spot yet?
I don't know.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
I don't watch football.
They have.
You don't watch football.
No, I don't watch sports.
Oh no, maybe they haven't. I don't know. I'm not.
I don't think they have. Jalen Hurts also doubtful to play. Which, for people that have him in fantasy, that's
basketball so bad.
Not great. I think the Saints are still competing for the division, too, with that win.
They are.
I'll take the Eagles.
Give me the Eagles.
Flaw, birds, flaw.
Yeah, I don't... I'm assuming Gardner Minshew plays. I will also be taking the Eagles. Which, you know... We haven't been doing our recaps a lot because we haven't had time. So let's recap Dallas Eagles. Gardner Minshew was the best player on the field that game. It was really good to see Gardner Minshew back in action. That man is a starting quarterback on half the teams in the NFL. And, you know, it goes to show Jalen Hurts, you know, I think he's a sensational player, but maybe it's a system because 34 points for Gardner Minshew and the Eagles. And Gardner Minshew looked exceptionally well. And if the Eagles defense got one stop, one, the Eagles would have won that game. Very proud of Gardner. He'll be a starting quarterback in the NFL next year. I would take Gardner Minshew over Tua Tagovailoa easily.
Did you give his pick?
Yes, I did. I said the Eagles because Gardner Minshew is good. Yeah.
So who would you rather have, Baker or Gardner?
Oh my God. Honestly?
Yeah.
Like right now. Are they both? At this very second? Probably Baker.
Okay. Gardner's a close second.
Very close second. Yeah. I think they're both great quarterbacks.
It's essentially asking if you would like poop or diarrhea.
I disagree with that because poop and diarrhea are like.
No, because diarrhea can get really, like, liquidy. And if it's liquidy, it can go down your legs, then you get on your shorts.
Can we please just keep this moving here?
Poop is at least solid, and you want it, and sometimes it feels good, occasionally.
So what's the difference? So
diarrhea never feels good.
Would that become diarrhea?
Yes, that's what diarrhea is, shit stick.
That's very interesting. But real quick about poop.
I believe so.
Okay, let's keep moving.
Real quick about poop and diarrhea. Those both have like negative connotations, and I don't think Baker and Gardner are negative connotations. I think they are positive.
What about a lollipop and a rainbow?
Me personally, my preference would be a lollipop.
Great discussion, everyone. Really getting into it today. Did we all pick the Eagles?
Yes. Yeah. Next game. Let's go.
Oh, hold on. My thing disappeared. Okay. Panthers Buccaneers in Tampa. This is for
the division.
For the division. Somehow in some way. Yes, Baker Mayfield was traded from a team that's now competing to win the division after he left.
Excuse me. He asked for his release. They did not trade him.
Nope. It was amicable.
Yes. But Baker, because it was mainly Baker. Baker requested a release. They did.
Well, Sam Darnold then took that spot in other winning games. But nonetheless,
that's debatable.
I'm going to take Tampa at home because Steve Wilkes is the coach of Carolina. And for what he did for the Browns and how poorly he coached the defense when he was here, kind of a mini Joe Woods, I'm going to take the Buccaneers.
I will also take the Buccaneers. I think the Buccaneers have Tom Brady, even though he's really old and washed and sucks too. I will take the Buccaneers.
Yeah. I think these are two really bad football teams. Like, and when I say really bad, I mean like as bad as your toenails, Hunter.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Those are egregious.
Put your feet away. What are you doing?
This is where Cinnamon rubbed yesterday. She actually got in between my toes with her finger.
Could you tell our audience about your rub down with cinnamon?
No!
So yesterday, my lovely girlfriend decided to get me a massage for, not her, she wasn't massaging me. She got me a masseuse for Christmas, like an appointment. And the lady that was rubbing me down was named Cinnamon. And my God, did it feel good? She has the hands of an angel. Now, Cinnamon may have saved my life. Here's why. As she was rubbing my neck, she goes, "Have you ever had neck trauma?" I said, "No, Cinnamon, I've never had neck trauma that I know of." I said, "I did have a motor twitch," which I think a lot of people know. A lot of our audience know I do have a diagnosed motor twitch. So I told her that, and she's like, "Does it ever hurt?" And she goes, "I've felt a lot of necks in my life, and I've never felt a neck like yours." And I said, "You know, Cinnamon, I am an anomaly." And she said, "You might have a bone spur, which isn't always life-threatening, but it could lead to a tumor, so I'd get it checked out." So I said, "Thank you, Cinnamon. I appreciate that. I will go get it checked out." So that is how the story of Cinnamon saving my life. So I may or may not have stage 1 cancer. Or 4, who knows?
If you can, please do send your prayers to the Smith family as we look to wish Hunter a speedy recovery from his bone spur.
That's some alternative to cancer. That's some alternative.
Okay, let's point this out to the audience.
Cinnamon, and by the way, cancer, I don't think has any involvement in it, but...
Cinnamon also has a PhD in nothing. She's a masseuse, so she's obviously not doing very well.
And her name's Cinnamon.
Okay.
What if she listens?
Well, we also...
What if she's listening to this?
Well, Cinnamon, I would like to know what you did to get the name Cinnamon.
Let's move on, Chop.
So what is your pick for this game? The Bucks?
Yeah.
And you pick the Bucks?
Yeah.
And I pick the Bucks?
Yeah, two historically bad football teams this season. You guys are all going Bucks here?
Mm-hmm.
For funsies, I'll go Bucks.
Jackson always going on the edge there. Hunter, for the love of God, please touching your toes. Browns Commanders.
I'll go first.
Okay, that's fine.
The Cleveland Browns are a disgrace. A report came out that Paul De Podesta, localized idiot, former baseball numbers guy, he's apparently been using numbers to win football games, which you would think would be smart, except he's using wrong numbers. And apparently Kevin Stefanski is being a little beta. And he's listening to everything Paul De Podesta says, which Paul De Podesta is saying 4-yard runs are equivalent to incomplete passes, which is extraordinarily stupid. Paul De Podesta should be ashamed of himself. He needs the first to get out of Cleveland. Jimmy Haslam, for those of you who don't know, we went to a Cavs game together very recently. Row 6 of the entire stadium. It was really fun. Jimmy Haslam walks right by, and everyone's giving Jimmy, you know, a nice hand. Like, good job, Jimmy. Good job, Jimmy. Hunter Smith stands up. Jimmy! Jimmy! This is not a 6-8 ball club, Jimmy! Sell the tape, Jimmy! Jimmy is a mere 10 feet from us, so Jimmy hears every word of this. Also, big news here. TCU just broke off like a 70-yard run down the 1-yard line. They're up 12 as the third quarter's expiring. Carter bet on this game a lot using Fliff. That's a joke. It's a joke. I don't know what Fliff is.
FanDuel.
FanDuel. Yes, you use FanDuel. We don't gamble.
All right, you're done. Okay.
He didn't even make a
back
pick.
You're done. You had your time.
Make a pick right now.
All right, I'm sorry. Well, if Carter wasn't
Commanders or Browns.
If Carter wasn't going berserk, I wouldn't have mentioned his problem. But you know, I'm going to go with Commanders because the Browns are a joke. They deserve nothing. Everyone needs to go.
I will also go Commanders. And if there's one game you feel comfortable with taking the minus 40, I think this is it. Commanders by 40. Actually, I can't say that.
Thank you. I think it's the first time Hunter actually restricted himself from saying something horrible.
What?
No. Browns, Commanders. I'm going to take the Browns here because that's what I do. This team's really broken me. There's no hope. I would say that the top five analytically like teams that use analytics are 56 and like 22. So I don't know why I don't know how we're using the numbers, but like Jack said, we're using them wrong. And that makes me sad. But I'm going to still take the Browns, and hopefully Deshaun Watson puts up 40 points. Carter, thoughts?
I'll be taking the Browns as well. This is Chipotle game of the week. Giving them a redeeming. I'm like 10-5-1 on the year. This team makes me miss some postseason Guardians baseball. Or just I'd rather just watch the Cavs every night at this point.
Or the Liverpool Reds.
Which they're not playing great either, so it doesn't even matter. But give me the Browns.
Jackson, what are your thoughts on his outfit? On whose outfit? Carter's outfit on the way to Chicago. I see a picture of it.
All right. Let's go to the next game. We're gonna go Jaguars Titans here.
Texans,
thank you. I'm in Houston. I don't know who the Jaguars are going to play, but then again, Houston also wants to lose because they want the first pick. For that reason, A plus B equals C. I'll take the Jaguars.
Speaking of A plus B equals C.
Great work, Jake. I'll take the Jags as well.
Yes, you take the Jags. Jake takes the Jags. This game is very meaningless for the Jaguars, right? Because even if they lose, all they have to do is win next week against the Titans to go to the...
I did say that.
That's what I thought with your A, B plus C. I was supposed to... reaffirming for my own brain.
But Houston also doesn't want to win. These are two teams that don't want to win.
Jags want to win. You want to secure the playoff spot this week.
Well, they can't secure it.
They can't secure it. This game means nothing for them. The only game that matters is next week.
And it means nothing for the Titans, too.
Because of
the
division.
Very, very good, Carter.
They want to be playing well, let's be honest here.
I'm going to take the Jaguars. I have not gotten a Texans pick wrong all year. I have picked them to lose every single game. And then I picked them to beat the Titans, so I am perfect on the year for the Texans.
Well, you're lying again, Jackson. They have two wins.
The Texans?
They have two wins.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. They're 2-12-1. The other game you said, it's going to be closer than expected. And expected was 20 points, and they end up winning, and you try to take credit for that.
What game?
I don't know, Jackson. They have two wins.
Who did they win against?
Jackson, they have two wins.
Don't.
Yes, they do.
Look, pull up their schedule right now, Warner.
No, not you. Keep
they
us
beat
on track.
The tech. They beat the Titans, and no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No,
I
you didn't. No, you didn't.
I had the Texans.
No, you didn't. And moron, they beat the Jaguars.
Moron. Oh, I had the Jaguars one wrong. I did have them beating the Titans.
You said it was going to be close, and you didn't actually pick them.
Okay,
no,
so you're picking the Jags or not?
I'm picking the Jags, but I did. I can prove it to you right now that I picked
they beat the Jaguars. And they beat.
I just said
we
this.
We legit
I just
read
said
it.
This.
No.
Okay. Hold on. Prime example of hearing but not listening.
No, you're not listening.
Oh, they beat the Titans.
No, I'm not talking about you, moron. I'm talking about him.
Oh.
They tie.
After this episode, I'm going to pull up the clip of where I picked the Texans to beat the Titans.
That's great. You can post them to Twitter. Here we go. Come on.
Do you not believe me?
I kind of do now.
Oh. Okay. You guys, if you believe me, it's fine. Your word is gold.
Okay. 49ers, Raiders in Las Vegas.
Rip Derek Carr.
Derek Carr is not starting anymore. Honestly, it's a sad situation. I think Derek Carr, if he gets a situation where he can thrive in, I really think he'd be a top 10 quarterback, but he just still hasn't found it.
Yeah, I disagree.
I'm going to take the Niners.
I think Derek Carr is a lost cause. I think he's really bad at football. I think he sucks. I do feel for Davante Adams, and like I say a lot of out-of-pocket stuff. I make a lot of jokes, but this is actually genuine. Davante Adams, Derek Carr, they played college ball at Fresno State. They grew up together. They're very good friends. And then to get to the NFL, the highest level of football you can get to, for then just your best friend, Derek Carr, to suck absolute. You know, he sucks. And now they're going to trade him, and Jared Stidham's your quarterback. I do feel for Davante Adams. That sucks.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're playing the Niners. Extraordinarily easy pick. I'll take the Niners.
Yeah, I like to say I'll take the Niners, but Jack and I especially have been on the Adams train all year. It really does suck to see a player like that get treated like in that system.
Are you kidding me? No.
That's
you
a, stop
Carter,
talking.
Carter,
stop talking.
For the
stop talking.
For
stop
he
talking.
Knows what he's doing.
49ers will win this game. I do. I feel really bad for Davante Adams. I love him. I love him to death. I'm thinking about getting a jersey. He is. It's felt like he's just had an amazing season this year.
Feel is a strong word. Feel a lot of things.
Carter, it's that reaction that gets.
Why do they feel the need to do it? Just repeatedly.
Because they thrive off your reaction. When you give them it, they want to do it again and more and more and more and more.
But it's.
We've talked about this.
You mean the Niners. Let's keep it moving.
Okay. Jets, Seahawks in Seattle. Both these teams are trying to hold on and fight for a last playoff spot. It's a tough one. I'm going to go with who I think the better coach is and the team I'm actually rooting for because I think they've been such a good story. I think they deserve it. I'm gonna take the Seahawks. Also, I hate New York.
Give me the Seahawks as well. I hate New York. Seahawks are at home. I really just want to see this team get in, even though they don't have a great chance right now. But give me the Seahawks.
Yeah, so what's cool is, like, in Australia, it's 2023. In America, it's 2022 at the moment. In New York, it's 2009, because that's the last time anything good's ever happened in the city of New York. I'll take the Seahawks. I hate New York. Rob Saleh's cool, though, but I hate New York. I'll be taking the Seahawks. Come on, Pete.
Seahawks.
Next game here. Packers-Vikings in Lambeau. The Packers still have a chance of making the playoffs somehow in some way. And I honestly think they win this game. I'll take the Packers at home.
I'll take the Packers at home, too. I just feel like they always do it. It's kind of like the Steelers, even though I didn't pick the Steelers later. But I just feel like they get this one done. Give me the Packers.
Interesting. Yes. The Rodgers train dies today. I will be taking the Vikings. Yeah, the Vikings are better than the Packers. Therefore, I'll take Vikings. A plus B equals C. For those of you who don't know, like, what did you eat for dinner? Hunter has just unleashed the most disgusting smell I maybe have ever smelled ever. Hunter, please elaborate on your dinner.
Packers.
Oh,
Like, it smells so it's bad. So horrible.
It's just like a cloud of shit sitting in the room.
No, because it's not like short and pungent. It's like
no, I'm saying it's like it's replaced used the car hair. Oil.
Yes,
that's what it smells like. Used car oil and rotten eggs had a baby.
It's bad. It's really bad today. This time, Hunter.
Carter, can you give? Have you picked?
Yeah, I picked the Packers.
Did we all pick the Packers?
Yeah.
No, Jack picked the Vikings.
Jack picked the Vikings. Yeah. Oh, guys, I was hoping to be in the island there with the Packers. Okay. Rams, Chargers, this is an easy one. The Baker Mayfield cycle, you gotta follow it. It's the most just easy cycle to read.
Who are we playing this
Chargers
week?
Chargers by 1,000.
Oh, give me that microphone.
Give me the Chargers too. I'm just gonna say that beforehand.
Like, this is by far the most obvious pick on the slate.
Chargers.
Alright. First and foremost, Rams. Rams win this game and they win it easily. Let me say this about Baker. 51 points. 50 burger. I've been saying this since Baker had his time in Cleveland. Baker Mayfield is a better quarterback when he has nobodies as his wide receivers. When he first got to Cleveland, his wide receivers were Jarvis Landry, good receiver, good person. Most importantly, Jarvis Landry, good person. Other than that, it was Antonio Callaway, who I think is in jail on like marijuana possession. Rashard Higgins, who is now out of the NFL. And I don't know anyone else in that receiving core. Then, you know, the Browns add some receivers, like Odell Diva Beckham. And Odell cost Baker his career. And then Baker went to Carolina, and he had DJ Moore, another good receiver. And Baker couldn't get anything cooking with that receiving core. Baker then goes to L.A., who lost Cooper Kupp. So now Baker's receiving staff, receiving core, the only ones I know Tutu Atwell because he played at Louisville. Other than that, I couldn't tell you a single Rams receiver. So I will say this. The current receivers on the Rams play harder for Baker Mayfield than the current receivers on the Browns play for Deshaun Watson, and that is a fact.
Okay, so Jackson, what drives me nuts about how you argue things is that you are the biggest hypocrite on earth. And the fact that you say you're not a hypocrite is just proving more that you are a hypocrite.
Depends on the day.
All of last year, you complained that Baker is not playing well because he lacked the receivers he needed. You said you needed better receivers.
He needed receivers that would fight for him. 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 Because Donovan Peoples-Jones sure as hell doesn't. Anthony Schwartz doesn't fight at all.
Jackson, when Donovan Peoples-Jones, he can't catch a ball that's 10 feet over his head. That's not fighting for someone. It's just a bad throw.
Donovan Peoples-Jones.
So you can't have it both ways.
I have it whatever way I want.
No, you can't. You can't.
I can.
Because all you do is flip-flop. And Jackson, this is the most easiest pick of the slate.
Rams. And I guarantee you the Rams win this game.
I guarantee you the Chargers win by at least 20 points.
Put the Jackson O'Neal guarantee on.
I guarantee the Chargers win this game.
Put the Jackson O'Neal guarantee.
The Jackson O'Neal guarantee, I think in my life, has been used 7 times.
This isn't one of them.
No, it's not.
Yeah, because you're a pussy.
That's fine. It's just I cannot put the Jackson O'Neal guarantee on this one.
Because you know it's not going to happen. The Chargers are going to win.
No, because the thing is, the Jackson
guarantee.
No. Hold on.
The Chargers win this game by at least 15 points.
The Jackson O'Neal guarantee. You know, I don't.
This is the Baker Mayfield stat line.
You know what I realized?
12 for 27, two interceptions and a touchdown.
You know what I realized?
Looks horrible.
You know what I realized when I walked into the camp and Nick said what he said. Is the audience realizes that there's a Baker cycle, but there's also a Jackson cycle, and we're on the Jackson cycle right now. Last week, Baker Mayfield had a horrendous game. Crickets, no noise, no nothing. Didn't say anything. Nothing.
Because Jackson only talks about teams
he
loves when they do it well.
He rides.
You know they're just saying how like there's certain guys you want in your hole. You don't want Jackson in your hole because once you start going in the hole to fight, he's on the other side fighting on the other team, fighting on the other.
I would want Jackson in my hole.
Yeah, and you know why you want me in your hole? Because if I'm in your hole, it means
you leave.
No, because
right
I'm
when
I,
things
no,
start going
because,
bad,
look,
you leave.
No.
Hole.
If you're in my hole, it feels good.
Yeah, until you die.
Look, believe me, you do want me in your hole, and let me tell you why. Look.
To clarify what Jake may have meant, foxhole.
Foxhole.
And war. Why? Tell the people why you should be in a hole.
This is why you want Jackson O'Neal in your foxhole. If I'm in your foxhole, it means at that moment in time you are winning.
Yeah,
I align myself with winners and then I fight until we are losing.
I mean,
OU, and then once they start losing, you do what?
OU is projected.
I go to the winners.
OU's projected last. They just won the Barstool Bowl. Winning follows Jackson.
Winning does follow me wherever I go.
Again, like Jackson, that was a blatant lie.
The Ohio Bobcats
is projected last.
The Ohio Bobcats.
Akron hasn't won a football, a meaningful football game
Jacob,
in 25
Jacob.
Years.
The Ohio Bobcats last season they finished 3-9.
They weren't projected last though.
The Ohio, yes they were.
No, they weren't.
They were on ESPN.
No, I showed you ESPN.
No, that was Max Sports.
No,
official.
It wasn't. No,
look,
it was
anyways.
The official account of the Ohio Bobcats.
It's neither here nor there.
This drives me nuts. You lie and lie and lie to support these arguments, Jackson.
Hillary Clinton lied and people died.
Yeah, she didn't get voted president because she was a liar.
No,
and that's why you need to change
did,
your
she
ways.
She did. She did. Look.
She was president.
Look.
You have legit 5 seconds.
What was I talking about? No, because I had a really good point, and then like Jake got all like angry.
You were just in the middle of one of Baker's.
You talking about
Baker's massages?
The foxhole?
No, you finished the foxhole.
Hey, I do finish the foxhole.
Hey, I'm sorry.
It's all right. I appreciate it.
Unbelievable.
Steelers Ravens.
Hold on.
Steelers Ravens. Here we go. Who's everyone got here? Ravens. I got the Ravens.
Well, did we all pick the first? Did we all Chargers? Okay, yeah, no, we didn't. Okay.
Wait, is Lamar playing?
No.
Oh, I'll take Steelers.
I also take Pittsburgh.
Well, as far as I know, Lamar isn't playing. I shouldn't say. I haven't seen anything that says he is.
Who would do that?
Ravens.
I'm actually going to change my pick. I'm going to take the Ravens, too.
Interesting. So, Jackson Island with the Steelers.
Yeah, give me the Steelers. All right,
Bills, Bengals, Monday Night Football, the best Monday Night game we've had by far. Joe Burrow versus Josh Allen and Cincy. This is really tough, but I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills.
So am I. Josh Allen goes in there, makes a statement, and basically secures the number one seed.
Bills. Okay. Yeah, I'm going Island again here. I got the Bengals. I think right now Joe Burrow is a top three quarterback in the NFL. I think he's sensational at what he does. The Bills do not have a run game. They have not figured it out this year. The Bengals have arguably a top two, top three defense in the AFC. I think the Bengals are able to hold down the jungle here. I think they get the win. Anyways, I just want to say this. I remember what I was going to say, and I was talking about the Bobcats. 3-9, and now we are 10-3, and we are the national champions. We are the national champions. And it's great. We're the best football school in Ohio, and winning follows me. And I am in the foxhole of Ohio University right now, and we're national champions.
Okay. We usually do final thoughts, but because of Jackson O'Neill and Hunter Smith, that is no longer being allowed.
Final thoughts on the Barstool Bowl?
Nope. We're just going to end it here.
Really?
Thank you for listening.
Really?
We'll see you later.
Really?
Make sure to like and subscribe to the Frenemies podcast, whatever podcast platform you're listening on Spotify. Make sure you interact with our polls and questions on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you give us a 5-star rating. And if you really want to and have a chance on making it into our show, you can leave an audio recording on your take, opinion, and whatever you want to say. Thanks for listening.